Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is Keisha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice Warp.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now, real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Keep it snippets from the show where they salute the name. The underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. It's UGS for life for you busters that don't know. I'm down with Praise and Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. It's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion. And you can hear Prayer's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh, Pittsburgh Patrick, let go teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at their door in bandanas. For screaming real hip hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, sell a batch of bass. Take aim at a lane, put his career in a casket. I come to kill him, Mac J, make him pay for their actions. They can't pay him, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking.
Lash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question got me asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast him. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's episode 410 of the Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy, Prez. Bring out my co-host, you know what I'm saying? Got Pittsburgh Pack, got Mac J. Got a dope show tonight, fellas.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? We got a West Coast legend. Before I bring him on, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. Man, I'm good, man. You know, hanging in there. We finally made it to episode 410 on they bitch ass. You know what I'm saying? What better way to do it than with y'all, man?
400.
You already know.
But our guest tonight, you know what I'm saying, West Coast legend, Bishop Lamont, man, this guy, what I like about him is not only is he a dope lyricist, but if you listen to the lyrics, this dude is talking about injustices, he's exposing, you know what I'm saying, crooked government and the elite. Just listen to the song Un-American, you know what I'm saying, that's a perfect example, you know what I'm saying. Man, MCs like that, they're more than just artists because they serve a purpose as far as educating people, just like Kay Reno. They educate people, and they let people know what's really going on. At the end of the day, those are the guys I respect the most. Let's bring on Bishop Lamont.
Right.
How you doing, Bishop?
Yeah. Hey, thank you for that, pimp.
Yeah, we got you loud and clear, my dude. How you doing? You good?
Man, I'm good, man. Enjoying this summer, man. The weather's good right now.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man.
Cali weather is real nice right now. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you guys got the best weather and the best weed. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a smoker, so I'm told that. So yeah, I'm a drinker.
Yeah. They're a drinker. There you go. Pick your poison, right? But I tell you what, Bishop. Like I said, man, I really respect you know what I'm saying, the lyrics that you use and the stuff you choose to rhyme about, because a lot of people are afraid to, you know what I'm saying, what keeps you doing that and keeps you motivated to keep putting the foot on the throat of these elite motherfuckers that's running the show?
I mean, basically, it's all on how you brought up and what you think your purpose is for from day one, and how, you know, I was raised in my household and by my uncles and by my OGs and different people, you know, mentors in my life. I'm a servant, and it's about telling people the truth. It's about just being real, if that's really who you are. If it's not, then I'm not surprised with people of faith. So for me, that's my job. You know what I mean? And if you have the gifts that you get blessed with, you're fortunate to use, you should use them for the greater good. You should use them to uplift. You can still, you know, make some change if you help make change. You know what I mean? So that's my mentality for it, because I couldn't see myself doing anything else. So from day one, that's been the mission, and that's going to remain the mission, and we just stay on doing that. Message.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Hell, yeah. And you out of Carson, California, man.
Right.
You still out there? You still based? I know you say you in Cali, but you know what I'm saying? You still in the spots? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, we still in Carson, man. That don't change. I'm not rich yet. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of getting rich or not, I'm still invested in my city and the rest of the cities that I was raised in and that I got family in and that I do work in. You know what I'm saying? So it stays that. We don't break away from that, because you can't get, well, for me personally, you can't get the creativity. Mm-hmm. You can't get the inspiration from being in Beverly Hills. You can't get it where, you know, it's not. You got to be where the struggle is. You got to be where real life is. You got to be where things are really happening. You got to know what's going on to talk about it. You can't talk about it from Santa Barbara. You can't talk about it from, you know, Brentwood. You got to be where it's mm-hmm. at to really speak for the people, you know, and about the people.
Right, right. I can dig that, man. But, yeah, man, everybody that's just tuning in right now, we live with Bishop Lamont. You know what I'm saying? You got what albums you got in the works right now, man? You got something about to drop now? Or?
Well, right now, Reformation finally drops November last year, and so we still riding away from that, you know, shooting videos for that. But at the same time right now for me, I'm working on a new project called Tunnel Vision, which is coming out incredible. And then simultaneously, I'm working on another album with my big homie Madlib called Mad Bishop. So just enjoying the inspiration, enjoying being busy, you know, getting ready for touring too. Me and Raz, you know what I'm saying, building with Royce about doing some stuff. Pharaoh. It's a lot of dope cats, man. So, you know, Ryu, Styles of Beyond. It's just different cats, but it's about moving the movement and giving people great shows. You know what I mean? Going out here, touching the people and giving the people great shows. That's where my mind is at. And of course the acting stuff. So it's a lot of good stuff going mm-hmm. on. So I'm just enjoying it.
Man, I don't blame you, man. Shit, get it while you can. You know what I'm saying? Especially, I was just going to ask you, like, wait, y'all about to hit the road? Y'all, where y'all touring at? Just mostly on the West Coast, or y'all going to hit the, I'm in the Midwest myself, but.
Nice. I got to get out there. But right now, just on the West Coast right now, we're going to be doing some spot dates, mm-hmm. Still putting together bigger tours, but, you know, just getting our feet wet again, because it's been a minute since I've been out there. Once I had my daughter, things kind of transitioned for me, and I started focusing on just, you know, being a great father and being there. Now that she's old enough, I can get on that road again. You know, other things are coming into play. So we're starting on the West Coast. We're going to hit some spot dates. We definitely got to hit the Midwest up. We're going to hit the East Coast. We got to hit the South. And then we'll go international with it. So it's just setting everything up. So, you know, one step at a time.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Hell, yeah.
So what do you got going as far as, you know what I'm saying, you said you're doing acting. What do you got in the works in the acting field?
Man, you know, I just scored my first national commercial with Wingstop. It's funny. So shout out to Wingstop. Got that Wingstop black card. for free chicken jokes. Just, you know, starting to go out for TV shows, for film, more commercials. It's just fun, man. It's something that I always did and always wanted to do, but I put music first and didn't think that you could do the other at the same time. But, you know, I got too many idols that was already doing it that way. When you look at how Pac was doing it, he was doing music and acting at the same time. So I finally got bit by the bug, full strength, and so now it's fun. So going out for a lot of different projects and stuff, finally getting an agent shortly. So it's just, it's fun, man. It's a lot of fun because it's all art and it's all acting to a certain extent. When you shoot music videos, it's just like acting, you know what I mean? Because you got to capture it, you got to convey the feeling. So it's the same thing. It's just choosing the roles and being a part of the right kind of projects. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. What about these days? I mean, you know, you were on Aftermath for quite a while. Are you still, you know, talks with Drave about doing anything? Or are you completely off the label? Or you've been off for
I'm completely off the label. That's been over with. But as far as the bonds, family bonds don't stop. So I see him every blue moon, you know, every couple of months we build. And, you know, that's always going to be my big bro. And I can get advice. I can go and get cheat codes. But it's all about selling my own ship. You know what I mean? It's like when people ask you about a team you played for a billion years ago. I'm not on that team no more. So I really can't speak on what they do. But at the same time, I'm investing in a lot of things that go on at certain points. It's like being CIA or ex-CIA. You're still involved. So, you know, that's what that is. And then the producers from over there, right. Certain writers, musicians, you know, that's family. So we stay making music. But as far as Dre goes, Dre's not interested in music. And I don't speak for somebody else. When it's, you know, they interviews, you can ask them, you know, about them. But all I can say is, you know, he's focused on TV and film. You know what I mean? The documentary coming out. He got his own TV show coming out. He's made a whole nother transition into doing just acting. So he's not even thinking about music. Unless, you know, it's something that has something to do with that, you know, a soundtrack or something. So I don't know further than that.
Right.
Well, it's dope that you guys still cool and everything. And you know, when you were there, though, what would you say is the biggest thing you learned from Dre? A lot of people, you know, they learned a lot from him. What would you say the biggest thing you learned from him was?
I mean, everybody says what they learned, and it's like whatever, whatever, and they're going about that. For me, what it really comes down to is you really knowing your business, you really understanding how all this stuff works. What he taught me, one of the many lessons, was just about mixing and just how to pick music and having an ear. And me being a writer over there for a billion years, a ghost producer for a billion years, you know what I'm saying? So an A&R for a billion years, you know, that's what I got the most impact from. And then the other shit is all personal, so that's not even for discussion. But it just teaches you a lot about being a real man. You know what I mean? Because our relationship went past music. It wasn't about rapper, producer shit. It's not Dr. Dre and Bishop. It's Philip and it's Andre. So that's why I'd be like, man, I'm not into that shit. I'm not going to do interviews talking about all that corny shit when it's like, that's real life. And that's something that outside, looking in, they won't understand because they just see rap. And I'd be like, that's it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, yeah. Real talk. You know, what about, you know what I'm saying, you know, you got the movies and the music. What about the balance in between, man? Where do you find, you know what I'm saying, that balance to transition from one to the other?
From what perspective? You mean balance as far as what?
I mean, for someone that's not, you know, into acting and whatnot, I mean, is it difficult to go from writing dope rhymes to jumping into a scene where you're acting?
No, because we were always doing it. Like, I was a kid and I was doing this shit. I was doing extra work, or I was doing stunt work on movies. You know what I mean? When Master P was popping doing movies back then, I was a teenager working on this shit. I was doing stunt work or PA work on videos for Busta Rhymes and DMX and whatever, Whitney Houston. I was doing that shit since I was a teenager. So stepping into it for myself, it was already a natural progression. It's just, okay,
yeah,
there's certain things that you can't learn on the fly. So I enrolled in a really dope acting school out in North Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? They have an amazing teacher who teaches you all the real things that you could never learn on your own. You can have a lot of natural things, but then there's things that need to be honed. There's things that need to be exercised. So it's really an easy balance, especially at this point in my life, where taking hold of all the reins and having all these opportunities, and I'm my own boss, then I have the freedom and the focus to do it how I want to do it. I'm not trapped on a major label. I don't have to deal with what they want, you know what I'm saying, and what the bottom line is and how the corporation side works and what, you know, they release dates are. No, we're going to do it how we feel it in our hearts. We're going to put out what we feel that people need when we need it, you know what I mean, and we're going to go after what we want to go after. So it's really zen. And overall, it's just about taking care of family. That's the real balance. If family's being taken care of, if you're happy, your family's happy, nothing else matters. Everything else can wait because that's what you really do it for. You know, it's like, who do you care about? What are you really in it for? Because it's not just about yourself. And maybe for other people it is about themselves, but for me, it was never just about me. You know, I already had a big family, but then I had a daughter. So it ain't about me. You know what I mean? I got a lot of extended family that's my real niggas. So it's about them. So these opportunities help, you know, keep people from going back to prison, keep people from never having to go to prison, keep people out the streets, give people opportunities to go and see places that they never see. They wouldn't have passports. So that's the end game for me.
That's a beautiful thing to be able to be in that position, man, and be able to provide that, you know what I'm saying, for others. You know what I'm saying? Hats off to you for that. I'll tell you what, Bishop, let's go into a track right now. This one here, it's one of my favorites, Un-American. You know, it's a classic. Tell everybody about this one if you can. Intro for us.
Thank you very much. This is Un-American featuring my homeboy Ryu, my homeboy Apathy on the hook, and produced by Paul Cabin. It's a look at our nation, you know, inside and out, and what it really comes down to. And we did a lot of research for this song, but what it really comes down to is stop trusting in politicians and in this government to change life for you. They don't live where you live. They don't look like you look. They don't think like you think. So why do you think that they would give a fuck about trying to make anything better for you? We have to do it for ourselves. And, I mean, that's the ultimate message of it. We have to be more involved if we want to see change in our nation. You can't be mad at Donald Trump if you ain't mad at yourself, because if you didn't want to vote, that's your fault. And they'd be like, oh, it's rigged. Okay, well, you got to keep fighting it regardless. And it's not just on a nation level. It's on a state level. It's on a city level, what you can do yourself. So before you point the finger that way, you got to point it at yourself. That's what it really is. If we don't do it, it ain't going to get done. Message.
Real talk. Real talk. We'll be right back with Bishop Lamont right here on the Murder Manson Music Show. This is Un-American.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. First, I should like to express my gratitude to the radio and television networks for the opportunities they have given me over the years to bring reports and messages to our nation.
We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
My country, tis of thee, sweet land of misery, Donald Trump and his trickery, Fox's toxicity, warmongering, our boys crisscrossing the continent, begging for votes, murder they wrote, blood on the documents. Raise the prices, cook up another crisis. Oh, shit, you gotta love it, the government funded ISIS. Nothing ever changed, the same story as last month. You wanna know the price of freedom? Look at the gas pump. $2, $3, $4, $5. Die, motherfucker, oh, die, motherfucker. Oh, fine, shit, let's get it over with. Send me back to Jehovah, away from these xenophobic police, worshiping chauvinists. Secrets in plain sight, thinking nobody notices until we cut the head off the snake and drink the cobra spit. Who's the real terrorist? Flag dripping with arrogance. For me to say nothing about it is un-American.
School bus, light them up. Government, turn them down. Seems like a riot every time I turn around. Uh-oh. They got us all riled up again. Uh-oh. They got us all riled up again. School bus, light them up. Government, turn them down. Seems like a riot every time I turn around.
Citizens and second-class citizens, a.k.a. minorities, refugees, illegal aliens, homosexuals, women, face of foreign religions. Don't you just love this nation you're living in? Uncle Sam is a drunk, racist, pedophile, drug dealer, drug abuser, pill popper, heroin user, lean cocaine, methamphetamine, tip off the Cialis, Humira. All that he sells you on your TV screen. Got you pumped up, drugged up to keep you down. When the cost of living goes up without enough good jobs to go around. The same foreigners you hate, America gave them your jobs. Lays you off to cut costs and pointed the finger across seas like it wasn't their fault. Huh? It's nothing new, this ain't brand new, it's the same old tactic. Give you dummy someone to blame, mislead you, leave you distracted. Let's talk about Bill Cosby, Benghazi, Kim Kardashian. Kardashian's head again. Caitlyn Jenner, turn on your TV, some new scandal with a celebrity at the center. Another mass shooting domestic terrorists while you eating dinner. It's always Muslim, even when it ain't Muslim. Picture of the Prophet Muhammad and spit on it. We'll hang Jesus Christ upside down and piss on it. Division through religions is strictly for economics. We don't believe in either, sweating Nimrod, I promise. Only to the almighty dollar do we pay homage. Your country, one big corporation, it's all for profit.
School books, light them up. Government, burn them down. Seems like a riot every time I turn around. Uh-oh. They got us all riled up again. Uh-oh. They got us all riled up again. School books, light them up. Government, burn them down. Like a riot every time I turn around. Uh-oh. They got us all riled up again. Uh-oh. They got us all riled up again.
You're tired, you're poor, and you're huddled masses. White trash, wet vets, and ghetto bastards. Make them flag waving slaves for minimum wage fast. Claiming to keep you safe to the Taliban and base Calabasas, huh? I guess it could happen and anything is possible. If Bruce Jenner can turn himself into Jessica Rabbit, it's plausible to think we're on the brink of extinction. It stinks. You know the truth, but can't make the distinction. The lies are too sexy. The deception is asinine. Your hard-earned tax dollars killing children in Palestine. It's hard to swallow like water from Flint, Michigan. The people have spoken. The politicians ain't listening. Overcrowding the prisons. Multi-billions in business. You get popped. They get paid, they want you rocked in the system. It's a war on our citizens. You tell me who the terrorist, but for me to say nothing about it is un-American.
You know what's really un-American? America as a whole. It's nothing but a bunch of hypocritical ish. See everybody out here tripping off voting for Trump or voting for Bernie or voting for Hillary. Like these motherfuckers give a fuck about what you're going through in your life. The reality of it is, ain't no one motherfucking person that you vote for gonna change our nation for us. It's all about making money. It's based on making money. If you want to see real change, you got to start in your own house, in your own neighborhood, in your own city. If we don't fix it, ain't it just gonna get fixed. Ask yourself, are you really free? Are you living the American dream?
Yeah, you got to respect that at the end of the day, especially considering, you know what I'm saying, what he just said, man. Those people don't give a fuck about you. The guy that's running the country is a billionaire. Hillary is a scumbag. You know what I'm saying? All these politicians, for the most part, are. You got to make shit right, you know what I'm saying, on your own terms, man. I agree with you, man. Hats off again, Bishop.
Tell people the truth because they got to understand. These people don't represent you. They might represent your state, but when's the last time that you had dinner with them? When's the last time you drank or smoked with them? You know, you partied with them. They don't know you. They're going to say whatever they need to say to get your votes, and then they vanish. It's all like wrestling. It's just like rap. Most of this rap shit is fake. Niggas be doing fake beats. Niggas talk shit they don't mean, and it's just to get your money. And then you see these cats in real life. They ain't about that life. They don't sell drugs. They don't do drugs. They drink green tea and do yoga. They say fuck the police, but all the security is police.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So stop falling for that fake shit. In all aspects of society, it's the same hustle.
That's real. Just like with the cancer scheme, these politicians, you know what I'm saying, they're not, they know that the cancer industry is killing people for profit. They ain't saying nothing about it. They ain't doing nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that, you know, with the water and Flint and everything like that, too.
Still not fixed.
It's crazy.
But you understand, you know, it's the business of treatment, not curing, treating. There's a difference. You know what I mean? And that's common sense, but common sense ain't common. So the more people are conscious of it and really start to question and look at things, you'll see it. But it's only if you want that burden. You know what I mean? They say ignorance is bliss. They're like, but not really at the end of the day, but I get it. You know what I mean? And that's what it comes down to. So we have to be more conscious of that. You know what I mean? That's if you want that.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Other niggas like most being definitely. In the matrix. You know what I mean? Other niggas don't want to unplug. They don't want to deal with reality. They'd rather deal with this reality. You know what I mean? So that's always been my life. You know what I mean? I'm that's what I'm invested in.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. Some soldier shit for real. We got a caller. This is the homie. You hear him at the beginning of the show. Every show, this homie Exit Only out of Jackson, Mississippi. What's up, Exit?
What's going on with your family? Everybody good?
We got we real good. We got the homie Bishop Lamont on right now. Chopping up, spitting some real shit. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I want to salute you too, brother. I've been checking out some of your your material and everything un-American is like classic. I'm talking about, and you're right, we have a responsibility as MCs to bring the truth to the light. They filling everybody head up with all this fabrication and this bullshit and this real shit going on that ain't nobody even paying attention to. That's how you're able to pull over bullshit. You get them looking at the dancing carrot and pay no attention to the fucking missile you're bringing in behind them. So I salute you, man, for keeping that real shit going and keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Because our people might be sleeping now, but shit, they need us. And in a minute, they're going to wake up and they ain't going to have nobody else to turn to but us. So keep riding with it, homie. Real talk.
Thank you, sir. That's what it's all about. Salute to you. That's all that matters. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you can make a lot of kind of music and you can relate, but it's like we need that true serum. You know, we need that soul protein. We need music to motivate people because they're going to wake up. Hopefully they wake up alive and not wake up dead. So for those that do wake up and that we touch, that's the win-win. It's, you know, we don't, I've never been one to give a fuck about fame and all that corny shit because it ain't real. I'd rather the love of real motherfuckers than fake motherfuckers any day. I don't need people cheering for me. You know what I mean? I need motherfuckers that, you know, really care about what we're going through and break bread with us and make moves. I don't need niggas screaming and asking for autographs. That don't mean shit. We need motherfuckers to get up off their bullshit, get their lives together, take care of their families, situate shit in their communities, and make the best of their life that they can while they got it to live. Message.
All day.
Yeah.
All day.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Bishop.
Definitely.
Bishop, you mentioned earlier that you got an album coming out with Madlib as the producer. Man, how'd you hook up with Madlib?
Man, you know, being in this business for so long, I know everybody, so it's going to work one way of two. It's going to be you a real-ass nigga and we click, or you a funny-style-ass nigga and we don't, or, you know, we just ain't got a chance to build. And Madlib has always been one of my favorites, you know what I'm saying? It's starting with Slum Village and meeting Dilla and knowing Dilla, you know what I mean, for the blessed time I got to know him. And I wanted to do, you know, part of the album, but Aftermath, it was going to be one half Dre, one half Dilla, but then he passed. So I didn't get to achieve that. You know, that was a big hurt for me. Same thing when Proof got killed. Didn't get to get Proof in there like I wanted to. So we did Cal Troy. So Madlib had always been around. So now we finally got to connect. Like a few months last year at a Wu-Tang show, it was me, Raekwon, who else was there, Raz, and Madlib come out of nowhere with a big-ass chalice alcohol. And just like, nigga, let's do an album. You know, at least you can get out of this probably a brand new house and a car. I said, okay, nigga, sounds good to me. So we hooked up and got a lot of crazy beats thanks to him and Ega. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's called Mad Bishop. So that'll be coming out after this Tunnel Vision album. So it's just great material that I think people need right now. I'm not a cat that just wants to be putting music out just to say, you know, look at me or listen to me and be relevant. I think if you give the people what they need when they need it, you always going to be relevant. So that's really the goal, you know what I mean, for me, is giving people a soundtrack for real life. That's it. Take it or leave it.
Yeah. That's it, man. I wanted to give you props on that Cal Troy tape too, man. Black Metal, that shit was, you know, that's a great collaboration, man. But what can you tell us about Jay Dilla? How close were you with him? You said you were going to do a half the album with Dre, half with Jay Dilla, man. How long did you know Jay Dilla at that point?
I knew Dilla for about a year and a half before he passed. So it was fresh, and we were just starting to really connect and build, because at this time he had moved to the West Coast, and him and Common were staying together. You know, shouts out to Common for always looking out for Dilla at the crib with him, you know, Dave New York. But he was out here in Cali, so I'd get to drop by sometimes and see him. I didn't know how sick he was yet, and a lot of times he just wouldn't be in the mood. So we'd build by the phone, but he wasn't letting me know. I didn't know he had lupus then. And, you know, we were starting to build the plans and trying to figure out how I could connect the two in the studio, you know, to bring Dre back, you know, get Dre in the studio and bring Dilla up to the studio and have him sit down and go, man, we want to do it like this. So it really devastated when he passed, but it lives on. And just having the connections of being able to create Cal Troy and, you know, look out for his little bro, Illa J, and just the whole get down, and, you know, having T3, having Elzai, you know what I'm saying, RJ, like everybody is you know, we're still here, and so we have to represent it. Then we lost by 10. Like, it's just been fucked up shit. Like, it was really a fucked up time at that point of all the people we were losing. So now at this point, it's just celebrating it and honoring them right. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting on some Dilla joints, but I'm waiting. You know what I mean? It's not about just throwing stuff out to say, look, I got Dilla beats. It's got to be right. I don't give a shit about attention and just throwing some shit out for buzz. It's like, no, it's got to make sense. And it's got to be worthy of their legacy and respect them. You know what I mean? And I revere him and I look up to him, you know? So that's how that go. Long-ass story short, that's as short as I can make it. I don't know if they got so much time, but that's the relationship. You know what I mean? That was an amazing dude, and he got cut short. He didn't even get to do half of what he was going to do. You know what I mean? If given the opportunity, if he could have lived longer, because this dude was sick in his bed, his mom would help him, you know, put his fingers on the pads and put the records, you know, on the record player to sample. Like, it was real how hard he had to work, and he was hurting, and he was still doing what he loved. He left here doing what he loved, and there isn't many people who have that much conviction and commitment to still, in pain and suffering, create what they love the most. So that's why he is one of the greatest producers of all time. You know what I mean? None of that hype shit, none of that XXL bullshit, but just on the real of who he is as a human being, his work ethic, his skill level, and what he helped, and what he helped make, and how he just changed the whole fucking hip-hop sound continuously. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, and that's a real-ass nigga on top of that. That's hard to find.
Yeah, yeah. Chastity, man. I always thought the same way about Dilla, man, that for as much stuff as he already did, I always thought, like, man, he had so much more he could have did. You know what I mean? Like, he had so much more coming. And
he was just warming up.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest losses, like, hip-hop tape, man. You know what I mean? And Dilla, man. Rest in peace to Jay Dilla.
You know, and then we lost Proof. You know, it was just a fucked up time, and that's why we really made Cal Troy. I think that's why Cal Troy was really as amazing as it was, because that was to fill a void, and that was to have some kind of therapy with the pain we was feeling at the loss. From going from one funeral to Proof funeral in Detroit, it was just unreal. It was like these niggas was just alive. Niggas is too young to be dead, and you know, nobody ever looks like themselves in a coffin. And it just didn't feel right, and it still don't feel right, but that's real life. So we had to represent for him and go, okay, we gonna do this Cal Troy thing. And that's what it's really about. And we put our all into it, you know, to honor them and to show this is what it's about. You know, and put that shit out for free. So you really know it's the real.
Yeah, man. That was dope project, man. You said you got this Tunnel Vision coming out, man. Who else on that? Like, you know, production wise and future wise. What can you tell us about that?
I don't want to say too much because I want it to be a surprise. But I'm getting to work with some more of my musical heroes, and it's just another level of elevation for me, and another great experience, you know what I mean? I call them masterpieces. I can't call them classics yet until some time has passed. You know, let 15, 20 years happen and see how they feel when you put them back in. But it's another masterpiece, definitely, and it's another soundtrack to real life. And I think people really going to feel it, man. It's really something powerful. And for me, at this point in my career of how I write and how I draw inspiration, I got to a point from after making a billion songs that I can't find the words. The words have to find me now. So it's very meticulous, and it's very heavy to write, because it's got to be that shit that really moves me, because I'm not concerned with punchlines and metaphors and made up shit or cool points. I want to say shit that's going to hit motherfuckers in their hearts, that's going to break niggas' brains, that's going to make niggas push reset, that's going to make them look around their own environments in real time, listening to the music like, damn, this nigga telling the truth, like, damn, I feel this shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's Tunnel Vision. And then Mad Bishop, the me and Madlib shit is just like, that shit's going to be that shit too. It's crazy. You know what I mean? So I'm just excited. But again, it's the challenge of really doing something, really saying something, really taking the time to put pen to paper, not thumbs on the phone. No disrespect to anybody writing their rhymes in their phone. But it's something about, you know, opening up a notepad and putting that pen or that pencil to that paper and tapping that paper until you get all that energy out and all that boo-boo off your brain or the demons. Like, it's going to be therapy, man. That's all I can say. Long-ass answer. But it's feeling really great, and it's incredible. If you follow me on Instagram, you see one of the latest posts when I was in there with my cats with the live with all the horn section, and that's the kind of shit. It's just like, it's ill, man. It's on another level of something that I've been wanting to do, and I'm finally getting the opportunity. And the one cat, this cat named Philip Lassiter, he was a member of Prince's band up to Prince's death. Rest in peace to Prince. So I got a lot of phenomenal masters in my cipher right now. So it's just incredible the level that I can take my music to. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm really focused on. And that's why it's called Tunnel Vision. It's like all this bullshit going on, and no disrespect, but you hear the quality of the music that people are putting out. You see the caliber of the rappers that are coming out. You can't even call them MCs. They messages, you know, and even just in life, we got to have tunnel vision to get through all the pain that we deal with in our lives, the distractions, the negativity. You know what I mean? And so this, again, is a soundtrack to help people cultivate their own tunnel vision and know that they're not alone. So it's just dope shit, man. That's all I care about is music that is therapeutic and is motivational, that you can take this and you can apply this to your life. That's what I'm about.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, man. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to one more track, then we're going to come back, chop it up with you, maybe take another caller. You know what I'm saying? Make sure to plug all your social media. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. We got this Life or Death track featuring two other West lyrical MCs. Tell everybody about this one.
This one is called Life or Death featuring Xzibit and RBX. And again, you know, it's about them real OGs. Like, cats need to do their homework on RBX. Cats already know Xzibit. But you need to do your homework on how important RBX was to the West Coast and to just the world of hip-hop.
Yeah.
So I'm honored that I could have RBX, the narrator RBX, on the song and X to the Z, and have Xzibit on that original spitting shit. And then, you know, to co-produce this with my man Paul Cabin and my man Chris Knox. It's like when you listen to it, and when I say it, it's going to make sense, but it was me acknowledging and giving that love again to that Death Row era sound. And that's what this is. I like taking sounds that were very vital in the energy of the West Coast that really gave us an identity and doing it again, but to another level. So this was just paying homage to that Death Row feel and then real conversation. So enjoy this Life or Death. More real life music. No bullshit. No filler.
Definitely. Everybody go out and buy that Reformation. We're going to be right back with Bishop Lamont. Don't go nowhere.
Ready now. Either we born, live again, we die. Whatever happens in between is up to you and I. I can't tell you what heaven is like, because all I know is it's been hell to live in your life. Again, we born, live again, we die. Whatever happens in between is up to you and I. I can't tell you what heaven is like, because all I know is it's been hell to live in your life. Yeah, you gassed up full tank. That's very flammable, especially when one spark is all it takes. For heaven's sake, when more than learn. Hopefully sooner than when that lady's giving my baby on your coffin, or that urn word. And with the word God said, let there be light. But it's really hard to see when you live in perpetual night. And when that Bible's too thick, but that money rolling thicker. And to pass on that, you be a stupid looking sad. But what you did to get that makes you a stupid looking sad. Guess we damned if we do, devil damned if we don't. Remember, there's always a nigga that will when your ass won't. Believe me, I'm a man of morals. No, again, we born, live again, we die. Whatever happens in between is up to you and I. I can't tell you what heaven is like, cause all I know is it's been hell to live in your life. Again, we born, live again, we die. Whatever happens in between is up to you and I. I can't tell you what heaven is like, cause all I know is it's been hell to live in your life.
It's all born dying, born alone, die alone. I'm home sweet home in my catacomb. When I die, turn your lighters on. I make a loud mouth tone turn softer than the xylophone. Yeah, bust it open if daddy home. Gang ties, zip lines, duct tape, chloroform. Classically trained in the art of war. Then I bang a hole in the figure four. Dopamine dump endorphins, I'm ISIS. I turn you to a headless horseman, I'm priceless.
significant turn to Christ when they facing crisis. I ain't afraid of death, live it till I'm lifeless. Yeah.
We can we born, then again we die. Whatever happens in between is up to you and I. I can't tell you what heaven is like, cause all I know is it's been hell to live in your life. We can we born, then again we die. Whatever happens in between is up to you and I. I can't tell you what heaven is like, cause all I know is it's been hell to live in your life.
Crazy how life seems to bleed into death. Like graffiti on the wall that you read like an ambergram. Helter skelter, catch wreck like Delta. Precise shoot heat to melt down your shelter. Now they probably screaming, I hate that motherfucker. But the F-55 was right past the sucker. Thief in the night might be the shadow taker. A glimpse of the sun bring forth the widow maker. I hear them little baboons throwing they little turds. But I move right past and don't give them no words. Pilots is golden, X just get it served. Like a Hitchcock movie, you're set to go
early. We can we born, then again we die. Whatever happens in between is up to you and I. I can't tell you what heaven is like, cause all I know is it's been hell to live in your life. We can we born, then again we die. Whatever happens in between is up to you and I. I can't tell you what heaven is like, cause all I know is it's been hell to live in your life. How you live and die, that's up to you.
RBX exhibit Bishop Lamont, man, that's dope right there. Yeah, we look forward to having RBX on again, man. He's a huge friend of the show. He's been on plenty of times, and he's making dope music to this day. Like you said, man, his legacy needs to be recognized too. Say props to you for putting him on tracks, man. Real talk.
I mean, if you don't, you know what I mean, that's you know, these cats got to know. Like, my thing is always finding out who the real architects of it is. People that see the faces on the surface and think they're the ones. It's like, nah, man, if it wasn't for RBX, honestly, in most ways, there would have never been a Death Row. And you can take that and ponder it however you want to, but I know to know like I know, so I ain't got to explain it no further than that. Without a DLC, there wouldn't be most of the albums that happened on Death Row and afterwards with that tint. And a lot of times on NWA albums when DLC came. So it's like, respect them real architects. So shouts out to DOC too. These are mentors of mine and people who bless my pen and guide my steps, just like Big Hutch from Above the Law. Shouts out to him too. You know what I mean? So it's like, don't get caught up in all the niggas that's famous. Don't, you know, because they ain't the ones that got the real power or the real get down that made it possible. And so that's the thing for me. I always pay homage to the real ones, you know?
The ones message behind the scenes too. Yeah.
Those are the real ones.
Making shit happen. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the DLC because, yeah, man, I mean, the stuff he contributed to hip-hop, I mean, branched out into this family tree that is still here today. And cats like yourself, you know what I'm saying, come through that lineage, man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, shout out to you for keeping that going. We got another caller for you, Bishop. This is the homie Sinister out of France. What's up, Sin?
Yeah.
You got a good connection?
Yeah, what's up, Scott? Yeah,
how you doing, bro?
Mark and Pat. Yeah, I'm fine. Hi, Bishop Levin.
What's up, bro?
Can you tell us about your album, The Confessional, and especially your track Africa?
I can barely hear him. What you say, bro?
He wanted to know about your album, Confessional. He wanted you to tell us about that and specifically about your track Africa.
Oh, word. Oh, look, you went back on me. Africa was produced by Bink Dog, and Bink, shout out to Bink, and then my man Soul Nana. And I mean, the real inspiration behind it, especially with my man Soul being from Ghana, was just really putting some flavor in the language, you know what I'm saying, from Ghana, and throwing some flavor in there, but then just some dope different vibes. So when you listen to that song, it transports you to another world, but at the same time, it felt like, and what we was doing when we was in the studio, because I recorded that song at Warren G, but we was drunk as hell, but it was really dope, because I felt like we was waking up to ancestors at the same time. And so that's a very unique and favorite song of mine to this very day, you know what I mean? I wish I could have got a better mix on it, but, you know, as you grow, you look back at certain songs, because you know better now, you're like, man, I like a better mix. So, but it's still a dope-ass song. That's basically behind Africa what it was just paying homage to our ancestors and a dope vibe, because Soul Nana is a dope-ass African producer, you know what I'm saying? And we've got so many classes together, too, so it was an excuse to get my man on the song and spit it in his own native tongue and just do something dope for the culture. That's what that song really is.
Hell yeah.
It's like Kibbutz knowledge.
What do you say?
Said something about knowledge, I think.
Yeah. I'm trying to hear. That's why I'm like, that. The accent is thick. It's dope. You know what I mean? I can barely hear it, though. I'm like, what? I ain't gonna pretend like I understand you. I'm not.
We had a game on the show. Who can figure out Sin? Who can hear his Sin? If you can figure him out, you get $500. So
nobody won yet, huh?
Actually, believe it or not, man, we've had people understand him perfectly fine. You know what I'm saying? It's just you know, especially people from New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? They got that French connection. But he is the French connection.
Boy.
Shout out to Sin. Thanks for all the dope questions, brother. You know,
blessings, brother. I'm going to be back out there in France soon, man. We love coming out there. Shout out to my man Frenchie, my boy Oliver. We have fun when we out there in France, man. We go crazy. So, and Black Kent. Black Kent is family, too. So shout out to Black Kent.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Now, you've done a lot of stuff for video game soundtracks and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? People have heard you in the gaming world. You know what I'm saying? Millions of people have heard you. Do you plan on doing anything else like that in the future as well?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, and that's another, I think, how much time we got left, bro? Because I want to make sure I give the listeners gems that's up-and-coming artists, too. It's not just about me. It's always about sharing knowledge. How much time we got left?
Oh, we're good, man. You got about a good 10 minutes.
All right, straight. So with the video game stuff, when I was signed to Aftermath, here, trip off this, the label was giving me the most difficulty with clearing songs for video games because they didn't understand the importance of video games. Does that make any sense? No. So it was like pulling teeth and fucking nails to get songs cleared. And I'm always up at EA. I was always up at Rockstar, and I was in New York. And they're like, yo, we want the songs. And I'm trying to explain to the motherfucking general managers and niggas over there, yo, do you know how much video games sell? Do you know how big their audiences are? And they still not hearing me because they don't understand it. So now being free, I can get all that shit licensed without having to deal with a major. This is another reason why artists got to stop thinking they got to go be in the industry. Fuck the industry. Be in the streets. If you're so street, why are you trying to be in the industry? It don't make sense. So with all the platforms and everything being free form, where you can create everything digitally and be out the trunk at the same time, make your own moves. So you connecting with the video game world, think about the licks you can hit. You doing TV and film, you doing commercials, licensing. That's just you breaking bread with the producer and whoever the dude is that's bringing the songs in as far as the person that pitches music to supervisors. So I want artists to think about this. Stop thinking a major is going to do everything for you. A major is like being a free person and going, walking onto a plantation and saying, please, put me in the field and let me be a slave. Or, hey, let me be a house nigga. That's what it really comes down to. If you don't like hard work, then be my guest and go to a major. For some people, it works, but in this day and age, it's more important to be indie. I was on the biggest label there is, and there's a lot of downsides to it, and there's a lot of overhead and debt that's not even yours, but you're responsible for it. So when you sign a deal, you're going to be in the red. You're not going to be in the black. They're going to make sure that you're never in the black. And by those terms, I mean you're always going to be in debt. When you take the deal, It's a bank loan, and it has super interest on it. When you're doing all this work, it's super interest and penalties put on the money, so you can never pay it off. And then by the time you get out your 5 or 6 album deal, it's over. And they put out your greatest hits to make it seem like those are your greatest songs and you can't make no more. So there's always a science to it. So it's so important for people in this new era to understand the technology fully and do that shit yourself. If you done made it this far, you can go all the way doing it. I'm living proof of that, and a veteran from the standpoint of from a major to indie and being my happiest now. Understand that. I think that's the punchline.
I'm glad you're happy, man, because you deserve it. You put in a lot of hard work, and what you just said should resonate with all artists listening because, you know what I'm saying, a major is only going to get you so far, man, but if you build a strong underground foundation, they're going to fuck with you every time you drop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what these cats need to do. Now, I want to back up a little bit, like with the video game thing, too. If I was the CEO of a major label, it would be a no-brainer to be like, okay, let's get this guy in every single video game we can. Let's build up as much publicity as possible so when we drop his album, we get 5 or 6 fucking platinum plaques.
I don't understand that, bro.
The mentality of these major labels, man. I really don't.
Hey, welcome. That's how I felt losing my mind because, you know, over here in Cali, in L.A., the EA offices are right over here down the street. So I was always hanging out. I knew everybody. So they put me on every song. They put me on every game, I mean. You see what I'm saying? I'd be in New York. I know all the cats at Rockstar. They like, you want to get on this game? You want to get on this game? Then they put you at the video game convention. They pay you to play the games. They pay you to perform. You build your fan base bigger. Labels ain't thinking about that because that's not their concern because they can't really get paid off of it. They're like, that's not promoting us. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to sell records. So if we can't get X, Y, Z off of it, why should we care? But they don't realize that's a branding tool. When I did Madden, I think it was 07, and I was on a Delta Air flight, and I'm sitting there looking at the TV screen, and I'm fucking come on this shit because they're on all the flights that year, EA had paid for Delta to run these commercials of showing all the artists that participated in the video game. You can't get better promotion than that, bro. And so that's the kind of shit that they didn't get. They don't understand that video games can't be bootlegged. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas sell no matter what. You can't put a dent in them making money. You can copy this, you can copy that, but you can't put a dent in how much. Video games make more money than albums do. Video games make money like films do. So the smart thing for independent artists is to look at TV and film licensing. That's why a group like Run the Jewels is killing shit right now. I want to give people real information, not bullshit, and promote myself. I better promote myself through giving you real information that you can apply to your own careers. So look at TV and film and understand that off doing one commercial, you'll see better royalties than you will off of a song, guaranteed, because it's free and clear. You ain't dealing with a label. It's just you, your agent, whatever the SAG shit is, and that's you. But then think if you got a song license on there. So every time that commercial plays, you getting paid. But it's a whole different hustle because it's a bigger amount of money. So then imagine if you're doing your own shows. You take the money you're making off TV and film placements and put it on your music, fund your own shit. Put it out digitally on all the platforms. And you sell vinyl, you sell merch, you know, you sell physical CDs. You got your own website. You got your YouTube set up right. You don't need these motherfuckers, but that's the shit they're trying to hide from you. They want you to think that you still got to come to them. But behind closed doors, they're scared as fuck trying to figure out the waves and watching what views are on YouTube and who got the most followers on Instagram and Twitter. What's the activity on Facebook? What are the real numbers? So when you know this shit yourself, you're better armed and you ain't got to go fuck with them. Just make sure the streets fuck with you. Make sure they're coming out to these shows. That's the secret. Stop worrying about who's at the Grammys or who's on Billboard. All that shit is built in. All that shit is paid for. That's why it's only 11, 12 songs played a day on iHeart or Clear Channel, whatever the fuck the stations are, and can't nothing else get in. There's a reason why. Because they're trying to quarter the market and control it, but they can't control the streets. They can't control the underground, and that's where all the real power is. That's where the wealth can remain, but there's a way that you can fuck with the mainstream and fuck with the underground simultaneously, which is what I've been doing. And I'm happier now than I've ever been because I'm my own boss. I can choose to be involved in what I want to be in. I don't have to sell my soul. I don't have to make a pop song. I don't got to mumble rap. I ain't got to have fake trap beats. I can do what I feel and respect my fans and respect the man I look at in the mirror. I can still walk down the streets. I don't need security. Niggas love me. I can go into the jails. I can go into the prisons. Niggas fuck with me because I'm giving them the real, and that will never have to be compromised. That's the win-win.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's
message.
Very, very valuable information to anybody listening right now. Bishop, it's been real as fuck. I really really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. Before we go, man, give everybody your social media and whatnot, and you know what I'm saying, plug anything you want, man. You got the floor, brother.
Thank you. I mean, we definitely got to do a part two, man, so we can just really build on the business. You know, we're going to be doing our own seminars too, but just on the conversation piece, we want to really arm up-and-coming artists with the truth and the real tools to get yourself, you know, out of poverty, to get yourself out of struggle, and to empower yourself. So just keep that shit in mind and stop worrying about who on the cover, XXL, and all the shit that's paid for anyway. That's publicists. Stop worrying about what you see on TMZ. That shit is paid for. But anyway, you can catch me on Twitter at Bishop Lamont, on IG, Bishop Lamont 1, Facebook, Bishop Lamont, and you can get the reformation on iTunes, like all the platforms, you know what I mean, and the website, bishoplamont.com. And just thank you, you know, for hearing my voice, and I hope that I gave inspiration and I gave some gems that people can utilize. But really focus on building your own shit. Stop running to these plantations. If you're not afraid of hard work, do it your fucking self, because then guess what? It's all on you, and you ain't got to worry about nobody else. You see what I'm saying? You're not going to let yourself down. You're not going to lie to yourself. You're not going to disappoint yourself on purpose. Do the work that way, and you'll see better results. Message.
Man, that's what's up. Bishop, nothing but respect to you, brother. You take care of yourself, and we most definitely look forward to part two.
Man, yeah, man. Stay plugged in with me. Thank you. Bless all y'all for having me on, and everybody that hears my voice, and just blessings in your life. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you're going through, tunnel vision is the key word, man. Stay focused. Don't let them stop you. Don't let nobody put their fears on you. If you feel you can do something, you do that shit. Message. That's all I got to say. Blessings, man.
Hell yeah. You take care of yourself, brother.
All right. You too. All y'all, man. Blessings. Peace.
Yeah.
Y'all better get up, time to get up.
feel good and get a bone one. Need a bad bitch that can get the job done.
Job done. Job done. Here we go again. Bruce never lose, killing for him for the win. Then roll up, light up, put it in the wind. Grab a little bit of juice and a bottle full of gin.
God damn.
Here we go again.
God damn.
Yeah, here we go again.
God damn.
Feel like it turns to go from blue.